Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. So let's review the chapters from what we've already read earlier in this devotional series. We are now going to review, explore, and discuss the holy text more in depth than before. So now let's open up our Bibles to Galatians chapter 4. We are starting in verse 8 and ending in verse 20. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Before you Gentiles knew God, you were slaves to so-called gods that do not even exist. So now that you know God, why do you want to go back again and become slaves once more to the weak and useless spiritual principles of this world? You are trying to earn favor with God by observing certain days or months or seasons or years. I fear for you. Perhaps all my hard work with you was for nothing. Dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to live as I do in freedom from these things, for I have become like you Gentiles, free from those laws. You did not mistreat me when I first preached to you. Surely you remember that I was sick when I first brought you the good news. But even though my condition tempted you to reject me, you did not despise me or turn me away. No, you took me in and cared for me as though I were an angel from God or even Christ Jesus himself. Where is that joyful and grateful spirit you felt then? I am sure you would have taken out your own eyes and given them to me if it had been possible. Have I now become your enemy because I am telling you the truth? Those false teachers are so eager to win your favor, but their intentions are not good. They are trying to shut you off from me so that you will pay attention only to them. If someone is eager to do good things for you, that's all right. But let them do it all the time, not just when I'm with you. Oh, my dear children! I feel as if I'm going through labor pains for you again, and they will continue until Christ is fully developed in your lives. I wish I were with you right now so I could change my tone. But at this distance, I don't know how else to help you. Once again, that was Galatians chapter 4 verses 8 through 20 in the New Living Translation. Let's talk about and investigate the scriptures more in depth together. If you aren't careful, being religious can ruin your relationship with God. Paul reminded the Galatians that he first came to them while sick. Even though they hesitated to bring in a sick stranger, they cared for him even before they were Christians. God was already working in their hearts, and the one they helped find healing helped them find salvation in Jesus. Years later, they were not sure if they trusted Paul and his gospel message. They had become legalistically religious. They were considering getting circumcised in order to be accepted by the Lord, but they had already been approved by God, shown by the Spirit in their lives. They were mistakenly starting to believe that they could substitute rule following for a living relationship with God. God wants us to pray, go to church, work for justice, and serve together. All these good things, though, can't take the place of hearing God's voice and doing what you know is right. There is no substitute for knowing the Lord through His Word and walking in His love and grace. So in every sermon, church event, serving opportunity, prayer, Bible reading, and more, listen for the voice of your Redeemer who loves you, guiding you on the path of living in His love. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Why is it so tempting to follow the rules rather than walking with God? How is your life anchored in God's word, prayer, and obedience? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.